How do people get started? Where do they get stuck? Does their family really follow along when they want to get organized? Wouldn't you love to peek behind the curtain and see how other people in the 100-day program are actually getting their home organized? Well, that's what we're going to be doing from now on the Wednesday new Organize 365 podcast. I would love to introduce you to your fellow Organize 365 members that are on this home organization journey with you. Let's see how they have gone from disorganized to organized. Amelia, thank you so much for coming on the Organize 365 podcast.
Thanks for having me. This is going to be fun.
So we've been talking for like 2 seconds. I'm like, stop talking. We have to get all of this on the podcast because you are a great storyteller and I want to hear the story again. You have got, okay, give the full long drawn out version of how you found Organize 365.
Okay. So it actually part of, it goes to the, why did I start getting organized? But anyway, December 1st of last year, my mom fell walking the dog. We had flash flooding, broke her arm, came to live with me from December 1st to February 28th. Yes, she did. And when she went home, she lives on 15 acres in the middle of nowhere and has no cell phone reception. But she took her phone outside with her because her Wi-Fi will cover it and she talks to me when she's outside. And anyway, so she was pushing buttons on her phone to do something while the dog runs around because he jumps the fence. Anyway, and she pushed podcast and your voice came on and she has no idea what podcast did. Mom has no idea. My mother is 2 years older than your mom and text, but other than that is not super techno savvy. So she pushed podcast and your voice started talking. And so that same day she said, Amelia, I was just listening to this woman and her name's Lisa. And she said that she was home because her kids, she's the only one who can be the mother to her kids and other people can do other things. And I'm like, oh, okay, thank you. Cause I'm a stay at home mom. And sometimes you don't feel validated anyway. So I have no idea. I firmly believe though, that God puts you on my mother's phone because when she stayed with me, we kept talking about how much stuff we had and how much paper we had and how do we deal with it. And she has 3 tubs of paper from my grandmother who died 8 years ago in her house. So, you know, it's just, it's amazing. So we didn't know where to start. And I wanted to be a fairly organized person. But I just, you know, you don't know where to start. Anyway, that's how I found
that. It was divine intervention that you guys found.
Divine intervention.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm all for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? When you pray and you say, Lord, I just don't know what to do.
Yes.
Well, there you go. Lisa shows up on your phone. So
that is amazing. That is humbling and amazing.
Well, there
so
you go.
Amelia, tell us who lives in your house. Obviously mom did for 90 days, but normally who lives in your house?
Normally it's myself and my husband, Cliff. We've been married for 17 years.
Okay.
And our 5 kids. They're we have boy, girl, boy. So they're 10, 9, 6, 5, and 3. And by the end of this year, because it's an even year, all of us will be even numbers.
Oh, no,
it's an odd
year.
This is an odd year. So we'll all be odd. So at the end of December 31st, because I have a kid born the 26th of December, by the end of the year, we will be 43, 39, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3.
How cool is that? How long does that last before you get the next birthday?
April. Cliff is in April. So yeah, there you go.
Okay. A solid, you know, 3-4 months.
Yeah,
it's pretty
it's hilarious. It is. We didn't plan it that way.
Okay. 5 kids.
Yes.
Mom in and out here and there. And mom's even there today. We need to give a shout out to mom watching all the children so we can do this.
My kids are on fall break. I don't know who scheduled that. But so mom is here. I have 2 box fans going in my hallway and my door is locked so that I can talk to you.
Now, if we could just get Hunter to behave, we should be all good to go.
That's fine. Hunter would be the least of my worries in my world. But yes, I get it.
So as Amelia was coming on, and we have to share this, as Amelia was coming on the Zoom, I'm yelling at Abby, no, you can't do that. No, don't go in my purse. You've got to do this. We're trying to keep it professional here for the podcast, but you know what? I just don't even block out Hunter anymore. I was recording videos for the photo organizing program.
Yeah.
And Vanessa's over, our new team member. And I'm like, you could totally hear Hunter in the background. She's like, just keep going. I was like, you're right. We're never going to get this done if I don't just keep going. Like,
no, but that's part of the appeal of you is that you normalize the chaos. And so many people try to gloss over it and make it seem like they have it all together. And none of us do. And yeah, the people that I really care about and who have really helped me become a better version of myself are the ones who go, nobody's okay. I'm not okay. You're not okay. We're not okay. And helping you through. So there you go.
I'm not okay. You're not okay. We're not okay. Okay. I'm telling my husband that tonight, and he's going to walk around the house going, we're not okay. We're not okay. He'll resonate with that one all the way. You'll be like, yes, we are not okay.
We're not okay. Yeah.
Okay. So why did you decide to start getting organized other than the divine intervention?
So I have always color coded my kids. After I had the third child, I color coded because it just made sense. Then they stopped arguing over whose stuff is what.
Right.
And I have amazing storage. Funny story. 3 years ago, I went to Home Depot and I bought all the plastic shelves before I knew, okay, the HDX ones, exactly what you did. And I carried bins around until I found bins that fit on the ones that are 18 inches deep and that fit between the shelves. And they didn't have them in the store. So Hunter, I love it. That would be my three-year-old coming in here in his Thomas panties wanting me to put a cartoon on. That's the equivalent. But anyway, so I bought the bins in packs of six. And I bought four packs. My husband said, why do you need that many? I said, I don't care. I just want them all. In case one breaks, I want them all to match. And I had these in my attic. And so I would keep clothes because I've got alternating gender. I would keep the clothes from one kid to another. Anyhow, but I could never keep my counters clean. And literally, Lisa, I have beautiful countertops. We renovated. This is my husband's great-grandmother's house. We renovated it 6 years ago, and I bought beautiful granite countertops, but you can never see them because I had paper stacked 12 inches deep, 20, you know, in boxes, because I didn't know what to do with it. And my husband would say, these are papers that came back from the preschool. What do we do? And I go, I don't know. Don't throw them away because they might be good. Like, don't throw. And he goes, well, what's in this pile? Those are permission forms. Just don't touch my stuff. And so I didn't know what the next step was. And my husband's a minimalist. I am not. His mother gave me all of his baby pictures. Like, she doesn't have them anymore. She gave them all to me because she's a minimalist. And, but the catalyst was mom breaking her arm and having to come in and live with us. My dad is still living, but he's on dialysis, so he can't care for her. And then also my oldest daughter was diagnosed with asthma a year ago.
Holy cow, we've got like a lot of stuff going on here.
We do. We have a lot. And so I knew my stuff is good, right? Good, in quotes, good stuff. And I knew I could use it for projects, and I have a lot of projects going on. I think I'm going to throw out my cross stitch. I heard you say that the other day. I'm like, oh, I can throw it out. Yeah. But anyway, so I knew that I had to get that this stuff was holding me down when I realized that she had underbed storage with dust on it. Her curtains had dust. There's all these stuffed animals from my childhood. And I took I did the Gretchen Rubin test.
Yes.
Okay. I'm an obliger.
Okay.
Clearly. And so it was never enough to go through it for me, but knowing that I'm going to have to deal with mom's stuff or that my daughter can't have the quality of life that she needs because of all this dust floating around in my house. That was a big catalyst for me, but I also took the power of when, and I'm a dolphin.
Oh, geez. I'm not surprised. Okay. So I love this. Now, some of you may be saying, well, she gave 20 answers to that one question. Yes. And that's good because as you're listening to Amelia share, you're hearing, oh, I've thought that. Oh, I thought that too. Although Amelia's is all crammed into the last 6 months. She had all these thoughts.
Yeah.
But basically, life was moving so fast that it was starting to run you over, and you didn't want to get run over. So you're like,
no, and I felt like
things.
I was, yeah, sorry. Yes, I felt like I was drowning. I literally felt like my house was a swimming pool, and I was drowning because I did not know where to start. And I would hire babysitters, and this is another part. I'd hire a babysitter to come in, and I'd go run errands, and then I'd pay them extra to sit and help me sort. And we got my dining room clean 3 times.
Good.
And now it's junked up again because I did not have a system. I didn't know what to do with it. And I hadn't given myself permission to get rid of the things. I wanted to save. Mom made little bags one time for Wiseman gifts that are full of cotton. And then perfume bottles. I still have those from 1983 because they're good and somebody could use them at their church.
Yeah.
And so I would make all these piles and I hadn't ever given myself permission to just declutter. And I didn't realize how much that was weighting me down and how much mental, as you say, bandwidth I was expending on inanimate objects and didn't have it for the people in my life that mattered.
Yes. Yes. All those people, lots of people, five
lots
kids,
of people.
Mom,
lots of people,
husband, dad, yeah. lots of
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
Lots okay. of people. So what'd you do first?
Okay. So the first thing I did was I got a Sunday basket and I got it, in May. So I found that the first podcast I ever listened to was one from 2014 and I listened to it. It says May 17th. But anyway, I ordered my Sunday basket on May 20th. So the funny thing is I was in a golden window and I didn't even know it.
Yes.
So I ordered my Sunday basket and that's what I started with. And of course my husband and kids are like, I don't know what you're doing, but you got this pretty, I bought the teal one, matches my kitchen. And I put it on the hutch and I was like, okay, just put it in Sunday basket. Just put it in Sunday basket. Just put it. So that's what I started with. And I made it all summer doing my Sunday basket. And then I went all access in August.
I'm in the swimming pool anyway. Might as well go in the deep end.
Because I wanted to do the 100 day. And I thought the Sunday basket had revolutionized my life so much. Now when the kids' backpacks come in and I have those preschool folders and they've traced the, the letter B, I just throw it in the trash because I know at the end of the year, I'm going to get this really cute thing and I don't need to keep, all those other things. Yeah. I didn't know because I'd never had kids in preschool, that I got that book.
And it's not every preschool that does that, but obviously yours does.
Yes, it does. And so it's in a church and it's really sweet, but that's the thing that I did first. Cause I didn't know where to start. I did the Sunday basket and then I went all access cause I wanted to get the areas done.
So here's what I love. Let's back up to summer, to Mother's Day about is when you bought the Sunday basket and you did it all summer. So we hear how much you had going on in your life.
Yes.
How committed you are to getting organized. So what was the process like even of starting the Sunday basket? Because a minute ago you were talking about all these piles on the granite countertop. And I could tell you for sure that does not fit in our Sunday basket. Like our Sunday basket is pretty little compared to a lot of piles. So how long did it take you to really get in the groove of the Sunday basket? Can you remember like first success, a couple weeks in, like how it kind of evolved?
Okay. So, my aunt who lives in Florida, who has health problems, we were going to go see her over Father's Day weekend, the weekend before and the week.
Okay.
So I got the Sunday basket. And I told my husband, I said, I'm going to watch these videos and I'm going to sort. And I had probably four Sunday baskets worth of paper on my countertop.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And I sat with an empty tub, that I put like those books from the preschool in and a box lid only in case I needed to shred and the trash can. And I sorted probably for 3 days just to get the countertops clear. And then from there, I started putting stuff in the slash pockets. And to be very honest with you, I thought this is oversimplified. There's no way that I can get a little, and I even bought the Dymo label maker and my 9-year-old daughter helped me print out. I let her type it up and we printed it out. And I thought there's no way that I can go from piles on there. And we have a open to the family room and a desk and I had piles on the desk. And I thought there's just no way that I can go from all of this to this one little box. And how is this going to help me? But I will say doing it in May, because the kids were out and I had the summer to work on it and perfect it, made me trust the system. Okay. And putting it in the slash pocket and making the list. And the first time I realized I had a success was I had registered the kids for art camp in February. Yeah. And I thought, okay, well, how am I going to keep track of it? And that note to myself that I had registered them and to put it on the calendar was in one of those piles. So then I got my calendar, I put it on there, I printed out the email, and I put summer activities as a blue slash pocket in the 2.0, and I put it in there, and then I wrote it on my calendar, and I thought, okay, it's that simple. It really literally is that simple. But your brain cannot possibly believe that you go from, I always said I had 90 plates spinning like an acrobatic act, and it takes 45 of those away immediately. Mm-hmm. And you're amazed. I could sleep better. I wasn't waking up in the middle of the night. My husband didn't have to ask me, did you call the cable company? Did you call AT&T? Because he knew that I had a timeline to deal with it and that I was forcing myself to stop because I was accountable to the Sunday basket and to myself. Anyway.
And so was it hard for you to, I mean, you hadn't had Sunday basket time in your calendar before this. Was it hard for you to add that into your weekly schedule and to actually go through it every Sunday? Because it doesn't work if you don't do it every Sunday.
No, and I found that out the hard way this summer because I thought, well, I'll just get to it on Monday when the kids aren't home. It has not been hard for me to put that into my routine. I realize how it's going to sound funny, but how selfish I thought it was to take that time for myself. And even as I told you before we started recording, this past Sunday, I was on a Sunday basket call with Monique, and my husband comes in and says, whose turn is it to pick a cartoon? And I said, it doesn't matter. Just let them pick a cartoon. And then he comes back 20 minutes later. Hey, I know you're on a Zoom call, but there's clothes on Hadassah's bed. Are those clean or dirty? And so I may have to move it to Friday because they literally lose their minds every Sunday. Or I'm going to start ordering pizza from Domino's and just have it come to the front door.
I love it. Pizza and a new movie. Knock yourself out.
But it seems selfish when you have been so mm-hmm. devoted yep. to your family yep. to stop and take 2 hours. But Mama said, she said, the crazy part is you're not even doing this for you. You're doing it for the whole family. Right. And it's amazing to me. Because I didn't believe that I would have more time. I knew it would give me more patience and I would have less clutter. But I even found myself the other day going, really? I had put it all on the calendar because I did that on Sunday. So I have a wall calendar for the kids that's at eye level so they can see what's coming up and school field trips and stuff. And then I have my planner. It hasn't been difficult for me to implement the system. What's been difficult is to make sure that I don't see it as selfish and that I stop and do it every Sunday. And that if, go ahead.
And how long does it take you? Like you said, 2 hours. Is that about the average? Is it ever less or more?
It's between an hour to 2 hours. If I have a lot of things going on, like this past week, we're looking at a private middle school for my oldest. And so there's an application process for that. So I wanted to print off those forms. That took a little bit more time. But honestly, I'm about at an hour and a half. Now, if I do mending or if I fix anything, although those things have been making it to, my mother calls it aisle 13, which is just the trash can. Those little broken toys that they bring to you that never super glue back together properly, those just go in the trash. Now I don't even try to fix them anymore, but, it takes about an hour for me. It's about an hour. I am also room mom at the preschool.
You so, do hashtag all the things, don't you?
All the things, all or nothing. Yeah. All or nothing. But, it's about between an hour, hour and a half. I allow myself 2 hours because sometimes what I'll do is I'll go ahead and I'll print off the stuff, that I want to fill out on Monday. And then usually, I was talking to Monique about this, but I'll usually sort, I do the laundry over the weekend and I'll do the kids, but I save the towels and sheets because I change sheets on Friday and I'll fold those on Monday and make phone calls. So I put in my headphones and I make phone calls while I fold.
Nice task stacking there.
Thank you. Thank you. That's yes. It makes it easier because I have a hard time rolling into Monday.
Yeah.
Because I get everybody out the door and then I'm trying to figure out what it is I want to do. So, but anyway.
It gives you that buffer. It gives you a productive buffer time.
It does. It does. And it's mind numbing. And I don't have to be on 100%.
Right. And then all your phone calls for the week are checked off your list early.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And then what's not, I have an index card and I write, you know, who I left messages for and the date, or if they told me to call back. When I cleaned off my countertop, I found order forms for school pictures from 5 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And thankfully it's the same photographer in town who does my kids' family portraits and stuff. And so I took them to him in June and he's still trying to track them down. So that's a reoccurring waiting for, cause they say, okay, well, we found three of them, but we got to go find the other. So,
oh my gosh, that's amazing that you can still find them. That's awesome.
Isn't it? It was a little bit embarrassing, but I found them. So there we go.
So what was the first time where you really felt like organized? Like, oh wow, I feel organized.
When I did the back to school blitz, and my counters were clean and I had printed off the school list from the school. And I had a slash pocket for back to school. And I had all those things in there and I realized that it was manageable and I didn't feel overwhelmed and I didn't feel panicky and I didn't think, well, I'm not going to get it all done. Yeah. And that there's no paper on my counters.
Yeah.
There's literally no paper on my counters. There's a box of torn books sitting in my dining room. And my husband said, if they're not done by October 1st, then he's throwing them away.
Clock's ticking.
Yeah. Clock's ticking. Cause you can't mend books after a certain amount of time. But that was, I think that was the first time that I realized that the systems were working and that the process worked, was just going back to school and not dreading it or feeling like we were just treading water. Like we had actually made progress.
Oh, I love it. And is there anything that has happened along the way that you didn't expect to happen, like an unexpected thing? Of course, you have all the unexpected things that led into this.
Well, yes. So my husband was a college professor. That's always what he wanted to do. And that's what he did when our first child was born. And then he went into the private sector to move us closer to family. And he left that job in August. And so, yeah. Yeah. And started teaching at a local university. And so that's a big pay cut to go from private sector job where you own half the company to visiting professor, which was another godsend because he and his partner agreed to shut the business down August 15th. And he was hired on at the university August 16th.
Wow.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Amelia, you're not going to move, are you? I mean, you're like hitting all the life-changing things like in 9 months. It's insane.
Yeah, no, we have moved 6 times since we got married 17 years ago. And I told my husband, when I leave this house, I'm going out feet first with my face covered up. that's where I'm moving.
We just got a new bed and moving the old bed out and preparing for the new bed. I said, that's enough to keep me in this house. We don't ever have to move. Like, I don't like moving stuff around.
It's awful. It's awful. Yes. But yeah, so he went to teaching. Our daughter, we took her to after being told that there was nothing wrong with her, I took her to a doctor and found out that she is allergic to pretty much everything that we eat because we're vegetarians.
Oh yeah.
Soy, corn, eggs.
Yeah, I've done all that.
Like it's ridiculous. And so that has happened and I decided to homeschool my middle child, which is, it's fun, wow. But he already knows how to read. That was the thing. I didn't want to teach anybody to read, but we're doing that. So we're doing a lot of things and it's amazing to me because I always said, I can't homeschool. It's too much of a time commitment. And I made the decision to do that this summer after the success of keeping my counters clean and realizing that I could do it. Amazing. And it wasn't that I was just a messy person. It was that I didn't have the proper systems. But
isn't it amazing? Like just being able to keep your kitchen counter clear, you feel like Superwoman, don't you? Like
you
do.
Cause you come into the kitchen and you're like, man, look, I got those counters clean and there's nothing on them and there's no paper and you can wash your hands without worrying about ruining the stack of paper sitting beside the faucet. It's amazing. And you feel like Superwoman and the perspective of your entire day is changed walking into the kitchen. And that's why I love you start the 100 days in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Because I thought, I'm not that organized. Look, my counters were dirty. And then I got them clean and I'm like, oh, the counters are pretty clean, but they're kind of cluttered. And then I started in the 100 days and I took blocks of hours. You know, I let the kids binge watch 2 movies, no parenting guilt here. No. And I did it and I got it done in like 3 days. My mother-in-law took the kids for 6 hours on a Saturday and I had forgotten the person that I am that was organized before children, the person that I am that likes systems in the chaos of not knowing what to do and being paralyzed as to taking action, but it being the wrong action. And anyway,
so you
long
had
answer.
5 kids in 7 years. I mean, 5 kids in seven years.
All single births. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
All 5 kids.
And so your youngest is 3 now, still in diapers?
No, he's potty trained.
I mean, you really are entering a whole new phase in your family, unless you're having another one.
Right now. My husband cut me off when he turned 40 and he went and took care of that medically.
Okay.
But
I'm not
and
like saying that you can't have anymore. I'm just saying, but yeah, you are moving into the next phase of your parenting.
Yes. And what's interesting for me is, and I was going to mention that is based on the age of my children, I should be in accumulation. Based on my chronological age, I'm in survival. But because my mother fell, and she's not, I mean, she's not an old woman.
You're in downsizing and legacy.
I'm in downsizing and legacy.
You are in all of them. You're in the trifecta of stages.
But but it's beautiful. It's beautiful because when you recognize why all of a sudden, a year ago, I started wanting to throw everything out. When you start realizing why it is that you suddenly want to get rid of all the baby stuff and you want to get rid of toys and you are just done with all of those things. And in fact, I stopped keeping shoes. I had a whole bin full of shoes organized by size. I just got donated them all. I was like, when they need shoes, I'll just buy shoes. Just buy shoes. It's what, $30? I mean, but when you're in that, when you recognize what phase you're in, then you can give yourself the grace and the permission to live in that one, that phase, and not feel overwhelmed or wonder why, you know, you're just fed up or you want to get rid of it all and you don't care anymore. But yes, so I feel like I'm in 3 phases because when I hold something, I go, okay, well, does mom have a comparable one? And in fact, when we cleaned out the special occasion dishes, I set them all on my counter. I FaceTimed mom and I said, what of these do you have duplicates of that have sentimental attachment to? And then she went through the list and she showed me hers and she goes, okay, well, these were my mother's and these were my grandmother's and this I bought at the Goodwill 2 weeks ago. And so we decided what of that we were going to keep because I'm not throwing any baby showers. Yes,
yes.
Collectively. Yes. And that's
awesome.
A fun thing to do because it's, and then nobody's passing it back and forth between the houses.
Right.
So So
nice. I love that. Yeah. Okay. What do you have more of and what do you have less of now?
I have more time and I have more patience. And
okay,
my house...
everyone stop. Stop.
Yes.
Did you just hear everything that she said she was doing before, during this? This is only a 6 month journey you've been on and you already have more time.
I do. I already have more time. Mm-hmm. I used to feel guilty to go outside and sit with my kids in the backyard that is fenced with the dog and watch them play on the playground. I used to feel like I need to be working on the house and I would literally love going outside, but I would come inside and I would feel beat down. I would feel bad about myself. And now I can go, well, if I can get Angie to watch the kids for 5 hours, I can breeze through this. Yeah, let's go outside. And so I do, I'm doing all the things. I have 5 kids. I have a mom that comes to my house 3 times a week to just to hang out. And I have more time, but more than that, I have peace. I have peace that I can do it and the confidence and the tools to do it. And that's the big thing that's amazing for me is you can't put a price tag on that, on the peace that you get from knowing yourself and knowing why you feel that way and giving yourself permission to do this because it's better for everybody.
It's so fun because they don't get to see you, but I get to see you and you are like so alive. Like you're just so happy and alive.
I didn't look like this a year ago.
That's what I'm wondering. I'm like, I wonder what the video would be like a year ago when you felt like you were literally drowning in your home.
Yes, I'll send Pat a selfie from a year ago. It's amazing. My face. No, listen. My face was broken out. My face was broken out. I had under eye circles. I didn't feel good. I wasn't sleeping.
Wow.
I wasn't in control of my life, and you know, and the other day. I was the one who was asking you about my master closet and you were saying, just get rid of all those things. And I didn't realize. Yeah. Okay. So I didn't realize how much those things were weighing me down and the clothes. Mm-hmm. And that when I put them on, it made me feel of when I was overweight or when I had a baby. Yes. And I love having the babies and I loved being pregnant, but all of the exhaustion that comes along with the children.
Yes. With the children. We'll just leave it at that. What do you wish you had known sooner?
That it's never going to be perfect. I'm a type A. I'm a perfectionist. I strive for perfection. I want to do it so that people are happy with me. I'm a people pleaser. Yes. But knowing that I'm never going to do my kitchen once and it be done. That it's okay. That's what life is. That it evolves and it changes. And that nothing is stagnant, and for it to be perfect means it's stagnant, and for it to be stagnant means it's not living.
Oh, I love that.
So that's what I wished I had known. I wished I had known that I could never achieve that level of perfection.
And now you really feel that.
I do. I feel it. And now I'm okay with it. And, you know, I go through my clothes and I said, well, I don't know if I'm going to wear that or not, but you know what? I can do it. I can get rid of it in January. Hey, I can get rid of it in the third round, you know?
Yeah.
And so that it's okay, that I don't have to be this perfect, what I thought I had to be.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not attainable.
What's your next step?
I don't know. I want to go on a study abroad. I want to get enough stuff out of my house that I can hire somebody to come stay in my house with the dogs and we can go on a study abroad, which is not organizational, but that would be fun. We did those before we had kids.
I can totally see you doing that.
Yeah, it would be fun. I think that would be a lot of fun. I want to finish the 100 days. And then the next thing I did is I ordered myself a 12 pack of Banker's boxes because I like things uniform off Amazon. And as I do things, I have them lined up. I have like projects and memories and paper. And then I made a fourth with photos and I'm just dumping it in there. And so I want to come to the paper retreat in January. That's what I want to come do. Yeah. I'm trying to decide if I should drive from Georgia. It's only 6.5 hours, but I'm afraid it's be snowing. So I don't know.
And there are two certified organizers in Georgia also. So you can find them as well that are going to be having
retreats. Yes, but I thought I'd come up and then I could see Sandy and all the other people.
Sandy, they're coming virtually. To see you. And Sandy's listening to this podcast going, yes, come see me.
Yes, I know. I told my mom, I was like, oh, look, I met another woman who has all the things.
You and Sandy are very similar. I mean, she has a contagious personality as well. I was actually just thinking about Sandy the other day. Sandy, I was thinking about you the other day. And I was like, oh, that'd be really fun to do with Sandy. Like, she just is one of those people where you're like, you're just fun.
Yes.
Fun well, thank people.
You. I told when Sandy and I were talking about all the things in the Organized 365 group, I messaged her privately and I said, do you have McCoy? Do you have grease pen things that have grease pen on the bottom? Because my grandmother would go and she'd pass these things off as family heirlooms and you turn them over and they have a grease pen price on the bottom. She bought them at the thrift store 2 weeks ago. So anyway, it's funny. So that's
great.
That's a lot.
All right. So we're going to end on this one, Amelia. What advice would you give someone just starting out? Like they're like, okay, Amelia, speak to me. What do I need to know? I'm going to get started on this organizing journey.
That listening to the podcast and thinking and shifting your mindset is as powerful as actually starting, because I went and looked, and I may have listened to it twice, but the first podcast that it says I played was the one from September of was from 2014. And it says that I listened to it May 17th. And this will blow your mind. I ordered my Sunday basket on May 20th. Now, I may have listened to it twice, but because Mom found you in April. But it my mind was primed, and I had the mind shift change. And just to start, because it would be better to do the Sunday basket imperfectly and to struggle with getting it done than to never start. Because you just don't know how far you can go until you actually take that first step.
Yeah. Cause you have to iterate as you go. Like, you have to figure out what the labels of your slush buckets are along the way.
You do. Yeah. And you have to say, okay, look, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to get started. You know, that, anyway, I've been doing food combining, and the guy that I listen to, they say, well, how do you drink water? And he said, you just drink it. It's like, you drinking your water made me think of it. They're like, well, what kind of water should I drink? And he says, wet. You know, you just have to start. And don't wait till there's no perfect season. There's no perfect time. But I'll start when. I'll do it when. But you're always going to come up with reasons why you shouldn't. So just getting started. And give yourself grace and mercy that you give other people, because all of us women all the women I've met virtually give everyone else grace and mercy in spades. And then we hold ourselves to this impossibly high standard. Yes. And in fact, my mom's not on Instagram, but she came down the other day, and when you did your Instagram stories and when you walked around your house and you showed people the piles, and I showed it to Mom, and Mom goes, oh, thank goodness. Like, because she's just starting and I'm just starting, and it makes it attainable. And then you adding in there, it's broken, you don't want it. Cause my first thought was, oh, wonder if that's any good.
So this is on Insta story. You guys should follow me on Insta story. I show all kinds of stuff I'm not supposed to. Yes. So I wandered around my house because I literally had half finished projects all over this house. Like stuff from a photo shoot from 3 weeks before, from starting homeschooling 4 weeks prior. And I had the bed that I talked about earlier in the living room laying there. And then I know you guys on Insta story would be like, I'll be right over to take that bed you don't want. I was like, it's broken. You don't want it. Do not message me. This is going in the trash. There's a reason.
It's great. It was great. Cause my first thought was, oh, I wonder if anybody local to Lisa could use it. Like, that's the mind shift, the change that I'm working on, which is I don't have to rescue all the things.
Right.
So the people or the animals or the furniture.
Oh, well, animals, we've got those in spades. I can tell you that for sure. But that is why I sometimes don't show the stuff that I'm taking to Goodwill or if I am decluttering, because as soon as I declutter, people will be like, I'll take that. I'm like, no, I'm not shipping this. I'm not meeting you at the ice cream store and eating ice cream. No, like, no, it's going out to Goodwill. Go to Goodwill.
Yes.
Well, somebody Mom else told is me. In your city.
Yes. Mom said to me the other day, she said, I'm going through this box of stuff. And I said, I don't want it. She said, well, you don't know what it is. I said, I don't want it. I haven't seen it. I don't know what it is. Yes. Just take it and leave it. I don't want it. So, but it was funny. But yes, just get started. And everybody in the Organized 365 group, you, the staff, the women in that group are just amazing. Just amazing. So,
well, we're all alike. Yeah. Like, we are all alike. Yes. So think of the best part of you. That's what's in the group. Like, it is, it's the best part of you. And then we put our best foot forward in that group. And then we all rise and become the best that we could possibly be together with grace.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amelia, thank you so much for being a guest on the podcast.
Thanks so much, Lisa.
Are you loving these new podcasts? Oh my gosh. I could talk to you guys forever. And I love talking to you actually in person. If you have a story and you would love to share it on the podcast, just go to organize365.com/Wednesday to apply.